This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
You know, everybody that's got children has been to plays or some type of school event or church event. And you go, and sometimes the play goes 2-3 hours. There's maybe 2 or 3 plays they're putting on, and it gets a little tiring. The little kids are cute. It's cool to see your kids up there, but it gets old. But watching CNN and MSNBC and Elijah Cummings and all the usual suspects, Rachel Maddow, can we cue up her crying again? I mean, it's the worst acting I've ever seen. And it's like watching mainstream media is like watching a bunch of spoiled, rotten, bad actors who want to run your life. It's incredible, and they never go away. Even though they have almost no viewers and ratings, they're just zombies who put out talking points, and then tens of thousands of newspapers and local TV stations parrot it, and then maybe 10-15% of the population believes it, and then they zombie around, all holier than thou, operating in a totally delusional state by people that are consciously shoveling fraudulent talking points at them. I mean, Rachel Maddow, who would hang around with Rachel Maddow in the real world? I mean, you know she's got a miserable life. These are miserable people. But see, misery loves company, and that's the problem. And we should put a compilation of Elijah Cummings and all these Democrats and her crying and bitching and yelling, and it's all lies. And I know you know it's a lie. But you ask, why are the lies so stupid? Why are the lies so mindless? Why are the lies so easy to penetrate? That's because you're conscious, and you are paying attention, and you have a soul, and you have an IQ that's above, 90. But it's worse than that. A lot of these people aren't super stupid. They have decided to buy into the delusion. The Bible talks about in the last days, people will be given over to great delusion. So they've self-hypnotized into this club. And in this club, they believe these things in their own echo chamber. And they're always saying, we're in an echo chamber. No, I'm not in an echo chamber. I face the real realities of what I say and do every day on air. And you look in the eyes of all these people, they're just missing something. They're fundamentally insecure. And because of that, they want power and they want to run our lives. They don't have any power themselves, so they're trying to always harness those of us that do have spark to be their horses. To pull them. Well, here's the deal. I don't like the presence you rain down on us, Sandy. So I'm not pulling your sleigh. Is that clear? And people are awakening. When I say that, I mean they are awakening. That means something. The sleeping giant is in the process of firing up its engines, and it's a big roar. And they're like, they're all hands on deck, because that thing they thought was a mountain off in the distance all those years, the forbidden land that the evil ones can't go into, as they metaphysically stare across the plane, the astral plane, and then the mountain, the thing they thought was a mountain, they now see shoulders, and they see a head rising up, big, white, burning eyes of liberty and light and love and justice and destiny and creativity and Genesis. And now the giant is on one knee beginning to rise. And the gleam in the eyes is the sun rising in the distance. The dawn is coming. The dawn is coming, just as night will follow in the cycles. But their time is coming to an end. Because we're being given a little bit of time to get our breath globally, a chance, before we face the AI and very, very serious situations. Because we were going to go ahead and pretty much go into world war if these decisions weren't made. Trump and others are trying to save everybody. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Coming to you live from the InfoWars.com studios in the recaptured state of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
But there's a lot of controversy around this network about Alex Jones.
Google is being accused of hiding negative stories about Hillary and her campaign by changing its algorithm to bury stories like the Clinton body count story. That's according to website InfoWars.
It sounds like it's confirmed there are at least two shooters with a fully automatic weapon.
Dr. Martin Luther King has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee.
JFK was shot from the back and the front.
It was almost as if there were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
It took the baby out of incubator. Must be choking to die on the cold spot.
I think this is a national security imperative. We have clear things that we do not understand how they work, operating in areas that we can't control.
USA. Is this global governance at last? Is it one world? The central bank is in charge.
Israel claims the attack was accidental. Some former U.S. naval officers say it was on purpose. They describe today's action as part of a continuing cover-up.
Russian intelligence compiled a dossier on Mr. Trump during visits to Moscow.
Russian! Stop!
Denied everything. He called it all fake news.
And he accused CNN of being fake news.
This is a national emergency.
If they kill Trump or remove Trump, it will cause a massive civil war in this country.
This is a FEMA high level alert.
We are at war with Russia.
Are you aware that Mr. Stone also stated publicly that he was in direct communication with Julian Assange and WikiLeaks?
The White House and the President are citing InfoWars.
They can shut us down. You're next.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
We are drugged out. We are following other people's opinions. We are controlled by the media. Today it all changes. This reality has been forced upon us. It is a choice, just like when I said slavery is a choice. Einstein says the definite of insanity is doing the same thing, expecting a different result. So we keep on saying, I hate you, fuck you. How are we going to get a different result out of hate? Why don't we just try love? Why don't we just try love? We have the resources for a peaceful world. You know, sometimes you need some crazy motherfuckers to change something. Steve Jobs was crazy. Now we all on Steve Jobs' phones. They say Trump's crazy. They say I'm crazy. But I'm here to show love. It's a bigger plan, and I'm just doing what the universe told me.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Well, Melania Trump is visiting with children right now behind closed doors at a Texas orphanage shelter that houses 50-plus children, and usually they're processed out within just a few days, and she's now learned that the majority don't have parents and their parents were killed in Mexico. That's what the administrators just told them. Oh, I see. They just came out of a place where their parents got killed. Oh, but America's bad for giving them lavish facilities that are so nice. The media shows stuff from 5-6 years ago when Obama triggered folks to come up here and the facilities weren't built. They've now built these emergency centers all over South Texas. I go down to Big Bend in places to go hiking, and you drive by them. They are gigantic. They are air-conditioned, and they look just like high schools. And they've got outdoor football fields. They've got outdoor soccer fields. But at night, they go into chain-link areas. There's bathrooms inside. Chain-link in these big warehouses that are air-conditioned. And they go into the chain-link area, and that's so you don't have older kids with the younger kids. Gee, wonder why you don't want that. Why do you have the fifth grade in elementary school and high school's another grade? You don't put older children, young adults, with their issues and problems that they tend to have with little children. And then if you don't know who they are, most of the time, we played the administrator earlier. He said, most of the time, the adults they're with are not their parents. See, but the media can show that. And maybe they saw their parents killed a week before by the coyotes because they didn't pay enough. By the smugglers. And now they're with some other people they know that at least speak Spanish. Now there's men and lights in the scrub brush and the rattlesnakes. And they're taking them and they're putting them in a vehicle. They don't know. They're crying. They've probably been told, oh, they see all the news in Latin America about how horrible America is. Of course, they want to get here. They don't know. And then they're taken to this nice facility and doctors check them and they get medicine and everything else. And they get debriefed by people that speak Spanish. But sometimes they're Muslim children. Sometimes they're African. Sometimes they're Christian. Sometimes they're from all over the world. Other than Mexican is what it's called. And used to it was about 95% Mexicans coming in. Now it's not even half. It's Central and South American and African and Eastern Europe and Middle Eastern. And the Democrats think you're so stupid. That takes a lot of nerve, doesn't it? They think you're so stupid that they show video of a little 5-year-old or 4-year-old crying. In fact, let's roll some of that. And then they say, that's Trump. He's hurting the little girl. And no one in mainstream media except one lady on CNN will ask the senators, well, why didn't you do something about this when Obama did it or Bush did it? But I won't explain. And I said I'd get to this earlier. I didn't. I will do it in the last segment of the hour. I promise. I'm going to show you from Ellis Island, their own official website run by the Park Services, National Park Service, how they were put in solitary confinement for 6 months if they showed signs of disease. If you showed no signs, 1 month with a window looking out at New York City. From 1630 until it was closed in the 20th century. Now keep scrolling down. I'll show you when it closed. And again, you can see right there, ladies and gentlemen, closed in the 50s. But main operations, I've read in the 40s. Now, that's the real world. But you tell these ignorant people, look, Trump was mean to the baby. And then let's show Time Magazine. It's up on Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Grudge has got it. It shows the little girl, and she's crying with that big, mean, ugly gringo. That big old orange-toed looking down on her. He's a big old, mean, bad man. Democrats would rather have that baby aborted, but if that baby's going to live, it's going to be a fluoride head Democrat moron voter. But we just played the clip last hour, which I think ought to be a big news story. Nobody's picked up on this. The people that run the center are going, yeah, the majority of them don't have parents, and a lot of their parents got killed. So a lot of the kids you see crying, being separated, aren't with their parents. It's just the people they've been with the last 20 miles of desert. But, oh, let's just leave them with whoever this is. Let's not check anything. The Democrats say, I've got clips of Pelosi, all of it. You want to hear her? It's amazing. Yeah, and again, there's a Steve Watson article up on Infowars.com. Deranged leftists are blaming Trump for 2016 abuses at Immigration Detention Center. And they're showing photos and videos and problems that happened under Obama, and they know what they're doing consciously. These are terrorists terrorizing the country, trying to cause a civil war. Keeping families together. Not enough. Liberals demand amnesty now. Infowars.com. We have the quotes. Democrat volunteer threatens to kill Republican reps and their children over zero tolerance immigration policy report. Tells them, don't try to find me, you won't. The state police got him 2 hours later. What a virtue signaling, weak-minded little moron who gets to go to prison for a few years now. Because he wanted to show how good he was. He's so good. No, he's a low IQ person. I mean, look at that guy. I'd be surprised he could find his rear end with both hands, man. I mean, just look at that moron. That guy probably got about an 80 IQ genetically. After Florida, he probably got a 65 IQ.
I'm going to kill you. I'm coming to murder you and your kids. Don't try to fight me. Dun, 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 dun.
And, of course, they come get you. Why are you arresting me?
Whoa.
Oh, my gosh. All right. I'm going to get the number out, get to a bunch of other news when we come back. So much straight ahead. Please spread the live link. Tell folks about the station you're listening to. George Soros and Hillary, another scum, hate it.
You have been lied to.
My name is Kevin Shipp. I'm a former decorated CIA officer. Finally, someone has come out and written what I think is the best expose on the shadow government ever. We're in a constitutional crisis, and our government is now being run and ruled by a shadow government.
And we got to get this out, because just because you're awake, folks, doesn't mean other people are. This is critical to get, to read, to give them to the library, to give them to your church. Get them right now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
You know, I get hit with just amazing understandings all the time that were hiding in plain view. And one of those was watching Melania live about an hour ago. We were carrying it at one of the emergency shelter centers for the collapsing Latin American Road Warrior Hell Pit, that is Mexico, and then on down south just gets worse until you hit Chile and a few other places that are doing better. Just truly hellish. And she's talking to the heads of the facilities, who, by the way, are almost all Hispanic, because they act like it's like all these evil white people have these poor brown people in cages. And they're there at the school. It's what it is, a school. And they point out most of these children do not have parents. Their parents have been killed. And they're just with other people. They said almost all of them are not with their parents. They were either killed or they came alone. And they cry because they're in the middle of the night. They've seen people murdered normally. 80% get raped. America isn't doing that. The children are fleeing that. And I understand that and I humanize it. But how do we become the bad guys? Because we're good guys on average. And so we have a conscience, so it gets to us when we're being called all these horrible things by the Democrats and the cold-blooded globalist corporations that are anti-human. So during the break, we got CNN, Fox on in there. We've got satellite feeds. I saw the president live. We just grabbed it just minutes ago, because I've never heard him say this. It didn't click to me until now, even though I've covered it previously. It didn't click in this whole debate. He suddenly says, hey, almost all of them aren't even with their parents. Their parents are dead. Their parents are gone. Don't you understand? There's not parents for them to be with. This is all made up most of the time. And I guarantee you, he was watching Melania just like we were. And he got that point, too. And see, people ask how me and Trump are synced. It's just common sense as we learn more about everything. I mean, again, I already knew that. I'd covered that before, but it wasn't clicking. This is a big deal, folks. In fact, I've seen the numbers, something like 70%, they were saying 80%, don't have parents with them, don't have anybody. And, you know, I'd be crying for joy if I'd just gone through hundreds of miles of Mexican hellhole desert with road warrior literal cannibalism and stuff going on, all these devil-worshipping drug cartels, literally. They're all devil worshippers now, basically. All the old cartels have been knocked out. It's gone down to people filing their teeth sharp now, just like it does in any society. It just goes back to barbarism. So Trump just knocked it out of the park again, as we all learn and we all discover this ourselves. Why do you think Obama and Bush and all them back to Ellis Island would separate people till they found out who they were? Since 1630, before we were a country. That's Ellis Island, 1630. It was used as a quarantine by the British. Why? 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 See how the same thing? Chain link fences at Ellis Island. Because of disease and because of criminals and because of that. That's what you do. And Obama's so bad, he actually stopped doing it the last few years and just said, load them on buses, don't check anything. And then they got grabbed by child smugglers. That's the Washington Post. But the Democrats are so sick and so evil and so insane, they try to sell this hoax on us. And the Washington Post of today goes along with it. You people at CNN, MSNBC, the Washington Post, do you have children? Do you have any soul? All you idiot Democrats that love to run around and bitch and talk about the racist gringos and all this crap. Why are you trying to get up here with all the racist gringos? And by the way, whites are now a minority in this country. Hispanics are America. Why the hell would you throw that birthright out? Because big corporate television told you to? Because they want you to remain peons, serfs in Spanish. Peonies. Well, I'm not a peon. And America isn't about being peons. But it's a litmus test for white people, blacks, Hispanics, anybody. If you believe mainstream media, you are a peon. You're going to continue to be a slave because you're too stupid to take freedom in your own hands when it's looking at you in your own eyeballs. God, these people make me sick. Unbelievable. Let's hear from the president having the same revelation we all just had. Here it is.
We don't want to have people, we don't want to have children separated from their parents. You have to understand, you gave an example yesterday of 12,000 children. Of the 12,000, 10,000 came up either alone, they weren't necessarily young children, but either alone, or they came up with traffickers and coyotes. And these coyotes are bad dudes. But they came up with other people, brought them up, and they use them. They're using these children. That's 10,000 out of the 12. Of the 2,000, a lot of the people, when they came in with their children, this is their third, fourth, fifth time trying to come into our country. So this is not a perfect situation. This is very bad. Now, port of entry, if you go to a port of entry, it works out very nicely. They've been doing a very good job, but they don't want to come in through the port of entry. That's called doing it the legal way. But many of the people in the 2,000 category, you're talking about 2,000 children, those are people that have tried to come into our country many times the same way. They don't want to go into the port of entry. Usually that's for a very bad reason. Why don't they want to go in illegally? So you have to ask yourself that question.
All right, that's good. Good job, President. And he's so OCD about fixing things. It's so good how he figures out how it all works and tries to make it better and tries to make it fair because he wants the good luck, the good mojo being a good guy. See, that's how I am. That's why Trump said to Kim Jong-un, I have goodwill for your people. I want them to be successful. I want you to stop being a little snot-nosed punk. You want to be a man? You want to be a real leader? Or you want to sit there and act like an idiot for the rest of your life? And reportedly behind closed doors, that's what he point blank told him. Oh, yeah. And you know what? Kim Jong-un loved it. You ever seen him smile or act like that before? And it doesn't mean this whole thing's going to be perfect, but this is reality setting in. All right, I'm going to give the number out. The toll-free number to join us, 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-ALEX. First-time callers, I want to hear from you specifically, or folks in Mexico that want to chime in on this. Or if you disagree, you know, I'll hear from you as well. 877-789-ALEX. But we're talking about this subject. Now, let me just stop right there and try to do some mid-air refueling to fund this incredibly effective operation that is dreaded by Soros, the Clintons, the crime networks, all of them. By the grace of God, I'm still alive, but please pray for us as well. But there is nowhere you can spend your money and get great products at the same time that will absolutely devastate the globalists. Now, we have our new ExtendaWise Heart and Body amazing product with the very best fish oil for the heart. The very type that's good for the heart and the cardiovascular system, it's a fact. And there's a lot of it, and it's concentrated. It's called the EPA type of fish oil from the fjords, wild harvests. So it's very clean from the North Sea up there, not from the Pacific. And it's got a bunch of other great things. It's got this 100-to-1 special patented garlic, 100-to-1 concentrate. So it's like a huge amount of garlic that you get in each pill. Concentrated. And it's got a bunch of other ingredients that are just amazing. 35% off, and then it's 30% off too when you get it with the combos with DNA Force and other things that are great for the heart. And then we've got a bunch of other specials that I just don't have time to get into here, but we're having what I'm calling our bestseller sale, where we are selling everything that's been a bestseller that wasn't previously on sales at 25 to 50% off. So I'll tell you about all that when we come back briefly.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines.
CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. It's Alex Jones.
So, an amazing point has been brought up by Melania's visit that the president then picked up on about an hour and a half later. We just played the clip if you joined us. The president pointing out that depending on whose numbers you look at, 75 to about 87%. If you go with the president's latest numbers, he's gotten from General Kelly and others, it's 83%. 83% of the children coming in to the United States out of the war zone that is Mexico don't have parents. And a lot of them were killed on the way by the smugglers. There are many famous cases. I've read the Texas papers. You never see it as a big national story. about a young 13-year-old Hispanic girl or a young 12-year-old Hispanic young man who loved the cartels and loved the smugglers and thought they were heroes because the news was saying they were great people. And they went to join it, and then they got killed in the desert after they were robbed. They have no idea how vicious and animalistic these gangs have gotten because the worst of the worst get in control, and then it just gets worse from that point. So, it's amazing. 80% of the women coming up through Mexico get raped, according to Amnesty International. But no one should be checked. No one should be stopped. But during the Melania visit, which we've got some more clips of, it's still ongoing, she goes in to get briefed by the people that run it. And the head of the operation tells her, I don't want to get his name and get him on because they announced who he is, but not his name. Points out what they just said, that most of them have their parents killed. This is what they're fleeing. And then America's bad. So it just shows how crazy leftist media is trying to cause a civil war, trying to cause civil unrest. Notice I've been saying that for years. Now mainstream news admits the Democrats want violence. They can't win the debate. And they just target people with the dumbest propaganda I've ever seen. Here is that clip one more time that Melania's fact-finding mission pointed this out. It's a number we already knew, but we weren't thinking about that. This whole red herring of separating them from parents. These are little kids wandering out of the desert. Their parents have been murdered in many cases. You understand, folks, that they say 190,000 people, I looked it up again last night, that's the latest numbers this year, have died in the last decade that we know of. There's a couple hundred thousand that never showed up anywhere else that didn't leave Mexico. So we're talking hundreds of thousands of dead, most of them trying to go through to El Norte, the north, as it's called. Think about it. Can you imagine? I saw a documentary. I forget the name of it. We had the makers on a few years ago about Border Wars, I think it's called. And it's actually liberal, award-winning filmmakers. They believed all this till they went to the Arizona border, saw what's happening to the ranchers. They went and spent 2 years in Mexico in the civil wars going on. And then the towns have vigilantes that fight back against the cartels. And then after they beat the cartel, they tend to turn into it. I forget what was the name of that film. It's so powerful. It won a bunch of awards. I saw it in the theater. No, so Sicario is a fiction, but it's based on true stuff that happened. It's a sheep-dipped film, which means real events happen, but they change the names. It's a documentary. The point is that the Democrats are playing on people not having any understanding of this. So one more time, I'm going to play this and then hit some other news, and I'm going to start going to your calls. But here's what they don't want you to see. Here it is.
There is some occasions where some children do not have anybody to go back to. And then if those situations, they are further assessed by the legal service provider that can help identify if they qualify for some type of legal relief. And eventually some children will move on to refugee status and not unaccompanied children. And again, it's few and far between, but we do have that process where, you know, some children do not have anybody to go to, whose families have been killed, murdered, in just different, very tragic situations. And hopefully when you get to speak some of the children, to a couple of the children today, you'll see that, that there's not hope for them to go back to a country that they're leaving. So we get a broad spectrum. We have kids that come into custody and are reunified rather quickly if everything is in order. And then we have some children that will unfortunately, stay within the system for a number of years until they can qualify for refugee status and move on to our other sister.
All right, let's stop right there. Now, there are literally hundreds of these clips of Hillary and Dianne Feinstein and everybody else, Joe Biden, Barack Obama saying you can't just come here and don't bring your kids. But then the globalists just decided, hey, let's sabotage the whole country. Let's just tell them, do it. And that's what they've done in Europe as well. This is so dangerous. This is so bad. This is so evil. So just in the space of 4 years, they've totally changed their tune and think you have no memory. Remember, Gruber said, we think you're dumb. We think you're goldfish. Scientifically, they've had the TV and the ads and the children's shows are discordant and mentally ill, too short in attention spans. Yeah, this has been done by design to literally brainwash the public in their own words. By the way, when you take regular marketing and a normal college-level degree, when I was going to ACC Community College for 2 years, so I realized it was near worthless, they were teaching subliminal advertising, brainwashing, repetition. They were teaching that in the first textbook, Beginner Media. It was like the first television was invented in Russia and was a mechanical. And then another, and it was like Marconi and the radio. And then subliminal advertising and blah, blah, blah. They are on record. I met with a psychiatrist, he's dead now, who headed up a U.S. government program. He owned a group of radio stations in Minnesota. And he wanted to eat with me. He wanted to meet with me, and he put me on his radio stations. And I looked him up later. I couldn't believe who I had dinner with Ted Anderson. Ted Anderson was there. I flew up there to meet with this guy because, you know, I jumped through a lot of hoops, you know, 15, 16, 17 years ago to get stations. And he ran psychological operations for a corporation that had worked for the CIA and the Pentagon. And he said he couldn't tell me because it was all classified, but he was pissed. And he was quite a character, too. And later I went and looked up who he was. I was like, my God, that guy, man, major programs. And he said that they are teaching, they're giving people subliminal messages to make them weak, to make them sick, because if your brain thinks it's sick, it is, and to make you, like, stunted and to lower your brain waves and to confuse sexuality and to break up the family. And he was telling me all this. I guess that was more than 15 years ago. God, that was 18 years ago. 18 years ago. And I ought to get Ted on sometime. He was there at the meeting. We had lunch for 2 hours. Then I went by the guy's, one of his radio stations. He put me on one of them. He was going to put me on like all five he had, but he didn't. But he was a liberal, too, but he was freaked out, man. He was freaked out because he knew about the projects and the tests they did, and then he couldn't believe they because this was stuff that they were thinking about beaming into Russia and stuff to mess up their population. And he couldn't believe it was that because they were theoretically tasked to study it to, quote, counter it, too. And he couldn't tell me all of it. But I mean, I already know most of it. Most of it's already been declassified. That's what I'm getting at, folks. When you watch CNN or MSNBC or cartoons or any of this, you're being hit with major league psychological warfare. And there's the overt propaganda. There's the covert propaganda. There's carrier waves. There's all sorts of subliminals. I mean, you're getting hammered hard. And by the way, just to be involved in stuff like this is so evil and so anti-human. To be involved in the production of this messes people up. And that's why I'm saying, why do you serve evil? Why don't you just serve good? You'll feel so good. But you guys can't help it till later. A lot of times when they're old, they figure it out. Let's go out to break with a little clip of Obama contradicting himself. Here it is.
Our message absolutely is don't send your children unaccompanied on trains or through a bunch of smugglers. We don't even know how many of these kids don't make it and may have been waylaid into sex trafficking or killed because they fell off a train. We have no way of tracking that. So that is our direct message to the families in Central America. Do not send your children to the borders. If they do make it, they'll get sent back. More importantly, they may not make it.
Oh, but now... Now the Democrats, I got a stack of news, are saying, come. Come on, baby. Come on. More meat for the grinder. More death. More blaming America. More bitching. More complaining. We'll be back with your phone calls, the Ellis Island breakdown, and a lot more. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck.
or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder,
in the age of wonder,
another
world,
another
time, as I was green and good, until the Christmas crash.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
The Democrats don't know what to do. Instead of just letting them put out endless lies and hoaxes, every time they do, Trump counterstrikes with the truth over and over and over again. And then Melania, the Titan, a very intimidating lady in person. She's like, got a big presence. And in a good way, she goes down to the children and finds out 83% don't have parents or their parents were killed. And the whole thing's a giant hoax. And Obama's migrant centers were overcrowded, disease-ridden, and topped with razor wire. And just since Trump's gotten in, They've updated them. It's incredible. So they use the photos and the videos from before knowingly and blame Trump. It's unbelievable. But they had to hold the kids in the detention centers because that's all they had before. Now they've built these youth centers that are more like schools. And that was bipartisan, and that's a good thing. But it's just the way they lie. I mean, if I catch somebody lying to me about something big, I'll never associate with them again. But the media and the corrupt Democrats, they just lie and lie and lie and lie and lie, and then they get caught, and they lie again. And then they lie even bigger, and they create these huge hoaxes. There's so much other news going on, but man, you know they use this to divert from the congressional devastating hearings of the last few days, where it's totally proven that they illegally spied on the president. They fixed the intelligence. They made it up. They started the investigation to keep him from getting elected and then to get him out of office. And it's all admitted from the highest levels of the FBI. McCabe, Strzok, Comey, they all need to go to prison. But we're not talking about that anymore, are we? Nope. Instead, we're talking about, just like during the inauguration, it wasn't how he got elected and how amazing it was there a crowd or wasn't there a crowd? Even though you could prove there was a record crowd, we still had to fight them on it, didn't we? I can't help it. Because you got to fight them when they're lying and point out they're liars. But it's a very interesting equation that the White House ought to have a discussion about. I'd like to know the White House's guidance on that. I guess I'll be learning it later. I love to torture the liberals. Anyway, sorry. getting back to what I was saying, because there's this paradox here, where you've got to counter when they say that they're putting kids in concentration camps. That's what they said. CNN, their analyst, Hayden, not saying he's a pedophile. He is a criminal that's illegally spied on folks and lied to Congress and everybody else. And he looks like, I want to apologize. He doesn't look like a pedophile. He looks like somebody that eats children. He looks like he'd actually just hang them up and slit their throats. Anyways, I'm telling you, he just looks like the ultimate creepy demon. But his actions we know. So why go to that? I'm just saying. He's the creepiest little freak I've ever seen. The wimpiest little, most pathetic, spongy, lying, larcenous little worm. Who is going to burn in hell? You spongy little, look at that little sinister. Would you let that guy babysit your kids? Would you let him walk your dog? Would you give that guy the keys? If that guy lived next to your apartment, would you give him the keys to feed the fish and water the plant? Or would you give that nice college girl downstairs the keys? In fact, when you gave her the keys and paid her $100 to do it for a week or whatever, or for the month when you're going out of town, you'd say, and by the way, keep your eye on him. He's a little creepy. Well, why? What is it? They can't hide the evil, folks. They cannot hide. That's your enemy. That's an enemy right there. Remember what the Russians said about Trump, why they like Trump? They said, he's going to be tough on us, but he doesn't look evil. Some of their top members of the Duma would put him up on a screen and go, he's good. He doesn't look like a devil worshiper. That's what they said on the Russian TV. They said, this is a good man. They said, this woman is a witch. And she is a witch. Mainstream news. She's a devil worshiper. I have known some of the top directors in Hollywood. And let me tell you something. Hollywood is full of devil worshipers and pedophiles. I kind of liked being in some movies at first when people offered them to me, and there were nice folks here in Texas. But when I got deeper into Hollywood, I don't want any part of it. You know how much they hate the fact that I rejected major roles? And back when I rejected them, it was a little bit hard to do, but now I'm so glad I didn't. Now you couldn't pay me $100 million to be in that cesspit, to be around those soulless people, or to be any part of it. It means nothing. And you know how liberating it is to have all that crap mean nothing to me? Zero. 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 But it means everything to me to know Trump. It means everything to me to know the White House listens, because they understand that we are the zeitgeist, just as they are the zeitgeist. Birds of a feather flock together. They fly together. See, I'm in the club of pro-human, the club of not being a coward, the club of not liking pedophiles and waging war against them. I'm in the club of victory. I'm in the club of next level human development. I'm in the club of not being a piece of crap. Now, how about everybody else join that club right now? Because that's why they tell you how good they are all day. They're not good. They're scum. They hate you, and they've proven they hate you. And they want to dominate you, because no matter how much power they've got, they still know they're sacks of crap. They, Hillary, Podesta, all of them, get on their knees and do horrible things to themselves and others in the hope to get closer to the devil. Do you know what they do in Aleister Crowley rituals? The sex stuff's just the first level. Crowley was called the most wicked man because he killed his own son. What was it, in Spain? On the side of some mountain he was living on? Killed his own, what, 9, 10-year-old son? With his own hands. Oh, you're so powerful, you could kill your son. No, you're a piece of crap. And they're these pathetic losers trying to act powerful, and they worship this Crowley priestess who just look at her. Look at that. Look at these jokes. They think they're cool. They don't understand that they are spiritually barren, weak, dead. There's no living waters flowing out of you. And you see the sound of the babbling brook, the space-time continuum, and life, and the fact that it's spreading so fast, pisses these people off. This is what they worship, some heroin-head delusionite who promised a bunch of other delusionals that he could give them power. And he died broke, alone, a gibbering nincompoop. Look at that self-satisfied, delusional smile. You see that look a lot in nut houses or with homeless people on street corners. Hell awaits. This way death, this way life. Choose life. Choose the right hand. It goes up. Higher dimensions. Other one goes down. Can you handle that, though? We're going to go to break, come back for calls, and then I'll get to the whole Ellis Island thing, but I just keep getting behind. I've already kind of done it, haven't I? I need to be funded. It would make it so much easier if we're flooded with money to not then be distracted trying to fund the building of the operation while I fight the globalists on multiple fronts. You can help me be on a one-front war, not a two- or three-front war, if you commit to buy the great products we've got, to sign up for the stuff that you're going to need to reorder, like supplements and Patriot, Wake Up America coffee. It's excellent. I think it's one of the best coffees out there. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. We got 35% off. I need to correct that on our newest product, Extendawise Heart and Body. It's really an amazing formula. And we've got a bunch of other bestsellers, 50% off on the toothpaste and on the immune gargle. That's incredible. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Without you, we will fail. With you, we will win. We are together. We are the future. We are victory. Mega Titan straight ahead. Stay with us.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.